I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has sent condolences to Guatemala after a volcanic eruption left more than 75 people dead. At least 192 people remain missing as a result of the explosion of the Fuego volcano on Sunday, which buried villages in volcanic ash and mud. Rescue work was disrupted on Tuesday when a new eruption sent hot gas and molten rock streaming down the volcano's south side. More than 1.7 million people have been affected by the eruption, with more than 3,000 evacuated. Mexico has announced new tariffs on US products in response to President Trump's decision to impose steep duties on imports of steel and aluminum. The list announced on Tuesday includes whiskey, cheese, steel, bourbon and pork. Analysts say the tariffs are designed to hit Republican strongholds ahead of the midterm elections in November. Trump last week levied tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Mexico, Canada and the European Union, riling key US allies. The Council of Fashion Designers of America has paid tribute to Kate Spade, who died on Tuesday, calling her a great talent who had an immeasurable impact on American fashion. Spade, a handbag and fashion designer, was found dead in her New York home in an apparent suicide. Spade's family said in a statement they were devastated by the tragedy and asked for privacy. The official World Youth Day Cross and Marian icon, which was entrusted to the youth of the world by St. John Paul II in 1984, will make a multi-city tour of the United States in August 2018. It's the first time in 25 years such a coordinated journey will take place. The five stops will include Chicago, Miami, Houston, Washington DC and Los Angeles. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.